ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। Let us start today, second chapter, Dvitiya Adhyayah. So the second chapter also we have three sections, Tisraha Valyaha. So Dvitiyodhyaye Api Tisraha Valyaha Santi. There are three sections in second chapter also. As I said, as per the Simha Avalokana Nyaya, reviewing is very important in order to understand the connection between what has been discussed in the first chapter and what's going to be discussed in the second chapter. Therefore, Shankaracharya introduces his mantra. We have the first mantra. Paranchikhani Vyatrunat Svayambhuhu Tasmat Parang Pashyati Nantaratman Kaschid Dhirav Pratyagatmanam Aikshat Avrutta Chakshur Amrutattva Michchan. So here the connection, it is understood Svayambhuhu Paranchikhani Vyatrunat. The Lord Himself ordained the sense organs, made the sense organs such a way, they meant for actually perceiving the external world of objects. Therefore, they're as though destroyed. Really speaking, we can't say they're destroyed. Bhagavan does not destroy them. They're meant for perceiving the external world of objects. Because they take the person towards sense objects, they distract the attention of the mind, they grab the mind towards, drag the mind towards the sense objects. Upanishad says, the Bhagavan destroyed those sense organs. If Bhagavan does not destroy them, we should not take it literally. We should understand this the meaning in the context. That is the reason the sense organs, having been placed in such a way that they're extroverted, they're meant for seeing external world of objects. So person, a human being, sees only externally. He sees only outside. Because the attention is always towards sense objects. Therefore, he does not see the truth of the sense organs. Does not see the self. Antaratman, antaratmanam na pashyati. Whereas, when a person becomes desirous of immortality, amrutattvam icchan, desiring the attainment of immortality, only then, as the one has closed his eyes, as the one has withdrawn his attention from sense objects, kaschid dhiraha pratyagatmanam aikshat. Only rare person, very rarely, person, a human being of discriminative understanding sees the Atma Surupam, sees the reality obtaining as one's own self. Antaratmanam Pashyati, he sees the innermost essence of one's own self. This we saw the mantra. Let's start from the 336. So Paranchi, the very interesting, these are the words you don't find anywhere else. You have to get them only from Shankara Bhagavatapada. Para அஞ்சந்தி, பராக் அஞ்சந்தி இதி. அஞ்சந்தி மீன்ஸ் கச்சந்தி இதி. பராஞ்சி, பராஞ்சி. த காணி, காணி மீன்ஸ் வாட், தது உபலக்ஷிதானி ஸ்ரோத்ராதீனி இந்திரியாணி. சோ காணி இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு ஸ்ரோத்ர ஆதீனி இந்திரியாணி. ஆல் தி சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன் சச் அஸ் ஹியரிங் பவர் எக்ஸெட்ரா. சோ காணி இதி உச்சந்தே. சோ காணி, இஃப் யூ கோ அண்ட் சர்ச் ஃபார் திஸ் வேர்ட் இன் தி டிக்ஷனரி, யூ மே நாட் மே டிஃபிகல்ட் ஃபை டு ஃபைண்ட். சோ ஸ்ரோத்ர ஆதீனி இந்திரியாணி. சோ ஹி டஸ் நாட், தி வேர்ட் காணி டஸ் நாட் மீன் தி கோலகம்ஸ். The word Kani means only the subtle powers, imperceptible subtle powers. So, Shrotra Adini Indriyani, Kani iti Uchyante. The subtle powers of perception, subtle powers which serve as instruments of knowledge alone, are said to be Kani. And those Kani, those subtle powers, are Parak Anchanti. They only go towards the external world of objects. They go only outside. Therefore, they are said to be paranchi. Parak anchanti iti paranchi. Okay. Tani paranchi eva. Tani paranchi eva. Paranchi eva. Paranchi eva. Paranchi eva. They are certainly extroverted only. What does it mean? Shabdadi vishaya prakashanaya pravartante. Shabdadi vishaya prakashanaya pravartante. So they function in such a way that they function for illumining. Prakashanaya pravartante. They function for illumining, bringing to light or revealing the objects of perception such as sound, etc. Shabda adi vishaya prakashanaya. Shabdadinam vishayanam prakashanaya pravartante. Okay. Yasmat ஏவம் ஸ்வாபாவிகானி தானி. யஸ்மாத் ஏவம் ஸ்வாபாவி, ஏவம் ஸ்வாபாவிகானி தானி. சோ தே ஆர் ஆஃப் திஸ் நேச்சர். பிகாஸ் வாட், வாட் இஸ் த நேச்சர் ஆஃப் சென்ஸ் பவர்? எவ்ரி, ஈச் அண்ட் எவ்ரி சென்ஸ் பவர் இஸ் மென்ட் ஃபார் பர்சீவிங் எக்ஸ்டர்னல் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஓன்லி. தட் இஸ் தி வெரி நேச்சர். தஸ்மா யஸ்மாத் ஏவம் ஸ்வாபாவிகானி தானி. Because they are, they function in this manner, they are of this nature. Vyatrunathu, Vyatrunathu means what? Himsitavan, hananam kritavan ityartaha. Therefore, because they are of this nature, Bhagavan destroyed them. Bhagavan really destroyed them means what? Really, Bhagavan does not destroy them. They distract the attention of the mind towards the sense, attention of the mind. They always drag the mind towards the sense objects. Therefore, it is simply said, Bhagavan destroyed them. Okay. Now, who is the destroyer here? Who is the one who ordained such position of sense powers? Who made them extroverted? Kaha asau? I've come to the class now, today's class. Kaha asau? Kosau? The answer is, who is this? Who is this? Who is he? Asau kaha? Swayambhuhu. The word Swayambhuhu is commented upon Shankaracharya's Parameshwaraha. Parameshwaraha. the exalted Lord himself, Swayameva. Why Bhagavan is called Swayambhuhu? Swayameva Bhavati. He who exists himself, Swatantraha Bhavati. Swatantraha means one who remains independent. One who exists independently. One who remains independent for his existence, or one who exists independently, one who is himself, one who exists himself without being dependent on anything else for his existence. Therefore, he said to be Swayameva Bhavati, Swatantraha Bhavati, Iti Parameshwaraha Swayambhuhu, Iti Uchyate. So, Sarvada, when is Bhagavan independent? Always, never a time Parameshwaraha is dependent on anything else in the world for his existence. The Bhagavan is the very existence of everything in the world. For Sarvada. So, Sarvada Sutantraha Bhavati. Na Paratantraha. Paratantra means not dependent. Not dependent. Paratantraha means Bhagavan is never Paratantraha. Bhagavan is never dependent. Bhagavan is ever independent. One who is of the nature of self-existence. Okay, Swayambhuhu, you understood. Tasmat, therefore, Parang. Parang is actually Parag. Paragrupananat. Paragrupa. Anatma bhuta. Paragrupa. Anatma bhuta. Anatma bhutan. Parag rupan anatma bhutan shabdadin pashyati. So parang pashyati, he says, pashyati. So every human being sees what? Shabdadin pashyati. Sees means perceives. Sees, perceives, observes, experiences, knows what external objects such as sound, etc. Shabdadin pashyati. And what are those objects such as shabda, etc.? Anatma bhutan. The objects which are non-self, which are not anatma bhuta, which are distinct, different from the atma. Anatma bhutan, which are material in nature. The word anatma bhutan is objective plural form. Anatma bhutaha means what? Which are non-self, which come under the category of non-self, because objects of knowledge, and which are of the nature of inertness. Therefore, which are material in nature, which are material in nature. Therefore, which are of the nature of inertness, and which come under the category of objects, which are non-self. You are anatma bhutan shabdadin. Okay. So paragrupan. Parag means paragrupan. Paragrupan means what? Anatma bhutan. Anatma bhuta. Parag pashyati. The word parag alone is taken now. So Shankaracharya comments upon the word parag. Parang pashyati. Parag pashyati. So every human being sees, observes, experiences, perceives. perceives what? Objects such as sound, etc. And what are those objects? Those objects which are anatma, which come under the category of non-self, which are of the nature of inertness, and which are material in nature. So, paragrupan, anatma bhutan, shabdadin pashyati. Pashyati means what? Upalabhata. Upalabhata. Upalabhate means a person attains. I mean, he reaches out, he attains through sense organs. Upalabdhva. Upalabdhva. Now, having, actually, upalabhya. So, upalabdha, not upalabdhva, upalabdha. Upalabdha means the person who perceives. Upalabdha here means attainer of sense objects through the sense organs. Is upalabdha. Attainer of sense organs through sense objects through sense organs. Upalabdha, the perceiver. Upalabdha. Na antaratman. Nantaratman is the word in the mantra. Shankara says, na antaratmanam. So, upalabdha antaratmanam na pashyati. Upalabdha, the perceiver, does not see the antaratma. Antaratma means what? The all-pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost essence is antaratma. Antaratmanam na pashyati. See, please make a note, the book has missed wrong. Upalabdha, upalabdhru shabdaha. The perceiver, not having, okay, perceiver. Upalabdha, antaratmanam na pashyati. Does not see the reality obtaining as the innermost essence implied by the term atma. Antaratman, for in conventional language, antaratman is not, does not become an object. So it must be antaratmanam. Next sentence, evam swabhave api sati. Swabhave api sati. Em swabhave api sati. Lokasya. Lokas evam swabhave api sati. It is already the very nature of a people of the world. The entire world of people already has this nature. The entire world of people already has this very, very much inclined of the nature. Therefore, kaschit. Nadkaschit Nadyaha Pratisrota Pravartanamiva. Nadyaha Pratisrota Pravartanamiva. Nadyaha Pratisrota Pravartanamiva. See, Nadi, you all know very well, means river. Pratisrota Pravartanam. Nadyaha pratisrota pravartanam means functioning in such a way that going again or swimming against the current. Pratisrotaha. Nadyaha pratisrotaha means going towards the flow of the river. It's called pratisrotaha. So pratisrota, nadyaha pratisrota pravartanam means swimming against the current of the river. swimming against the current of the river is called nadyaha pratisrota pravartanam. Okay. Kaschit nadyaha pratisrota pravartanamiva. Just as swimming against the current of the river, one person, why the whole world of human beings, the whole world of people is of the nature of being extroverted. Attention of the mind of all the people is naturally dragged towards the external world of objects only. So rarely, very rarely, someone, as if swimming against the current of the river, nadyaha pratisrota pravartanamiva, dhiraha. Dhiraha means what? Dhiman, an intelligent person. Dhiraha and dhiman. Dhiman means buddhiman, an intelligent person, a brilliant person. Brilliant person is the one who has discriminative understanding, viveki, thereby who is capable of protecting his intellect. An intelligent, brilliant person who has discriminative understanding, who is capable of protecting his intellect, that person, pratyagatmanam. Pratyagatmanam, Shankaracharya writes, pratyaksha asau atmacha. Asau atma. This here, this reality is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Bhagavan's swarupam, the abstract reality, is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Therefore, it is implied by the term atma. And that all-pervasive reality implied by the term atma, obtaining as the nearest self at the content of I, truth of I, is what? Pratyak. Pratyaksha asau atma cha. Of course, this reality is all-pervasive, therefore atma. And this all-pervasive reality implied by the term atma, obtained as the nearest self, and the truth of I, the content of I, the perceiver, is pratyagatma. Pratyaksha asau atma cha iti pratyagatma. Why the word, two words are used? Pratyagatma means what? Especially, the water is the only truth of all, entire ocean. And being the all-pervasive truth of the entire ocean, still the water, the truth of the entire ocean, is available as the truth of every wave also. Similarly here, the only reality which is of the nature of all-pervasiveness, thereby which is the only truth of the entire cosmos, being available for recognition as the truth of the individual, obtaining as the truth of the I, the perceiver, knower, is said to be pratyagatma. So, pratichya, pratichyevatma shabdaha, rudaha loke. Pratichi eva atma shabdaha rudaha. Pratichi eva atma shabdaha rudaha. So rudaha means rudhihi. Rudhihi means what has been there in the custom, well known, popularly known, is rudhihi. Rudhyartaha. You say, but here rudhyartaha. But here rudaha means what? Rudhyartaha, in well-known meaning. प्रतीचि एव आत्मशब्दः रूढः लोके. सो प्रतीचि मीन्स् दि इनर्मोस्ट् एसेन्स्, इनर्मोस्ट् एसेन्स् ऑफ एवरी इंडिविजुअल इज प्रतीचि. सो आत्मा इज ऑलवेज वेल नोन एज द इनर्मोस्ट एसेंस ओनली. Even though Atma implies the all-pervasiveness, Atma implies the reality in terms of its nature of all-pervasiveness, still Atma is always well known as the innermost essence, innermost self. Because Atma is all-pervasive, reality is available for recognition only as the innermost essence, only as the truth of the perceiver knower. Therefore, the word Atma is well known as the innermost essence. So, pratichi eva atma shabdaha. Rudaha loke. Na anyasmin, non-yasmin. So Atma Shabda is not, Atma Shabda mostly refers to, well, it is well known, popularly refers to the only the near innermost essence. Doesn't refer to anything else. Na anyasmin rudaha. Na anyasmin rudaha means does not refer to anything else. It is not known in as anything else. It always refers to the innermost essence only. Okay. Now you understood this. I'm going to go to the next. Manti Vyutpatti Pakshepi. Vyutpatti Pakshepi. Vyutpatti Pakshepi. Tatra eva Atma Shabdha Vartate. Okay. So literally the word Atma, if you understand how the word Atma is derived, it is derived from the root of apnoti sarvamiti atma. I'm going to explain to you later on in this, that four definitions given for the word atma. Why the reality is meant by, implied by the term atma. No word can really reveal the atma directly. Any word which reveals the atma reveals the reality. Reveals the reality only in terms of its given nature. And the word Atma also reveals the reality in terms of its nature of all pervasiveness. Okay. Therefore, Atma means all pervasive reality. But generally, Atma, Shabda, you know, you say Atma, immediately, mostly in the world, it refers only to the truth of I. Pratyagatma only. Even though Atma means the reality in Brahma, Atma and Brahma are same. Atma is equal to the only reality which is of the nature of all pervasiveness is Atma. But we do not look at reality as an object here. Reality being available for recognition as the sorup of the subject, as the truth of the I. Reality is available for recognition as the truth of the I. And this word Atma, even though it means the all-pervasive reality, it is always, it refers to in Rudi. Rudi means in our regular understanding, in popular meaning of the word Atma, is always the reality obtaining as the swarup of every individual, the innermost essence of every individual only. That's why pratyagatma, atma ityukte pratyagatmanameva, it refers to pratyagatma. So pratyak shabdaha, and if you declare that word, pratyak pratichi like that, so pratichi, pratichi eva atma shabdaha. Pratichi is what? Saptami bhakti shabdaha pratyak. It refers to the pratyagatma only, not anything else. Doesn't refer to anything else. Na anyasmin. Now, what about the etymological meaning? Not only rudhyartha. Rudhyartha means well-known meaning prevailing amongst the people is what rudhyartha. There is also vyutpattyartha. Vyutpattyartha means etymological meaning. So derived etymologically also, vyutpatti pakshe api. Vyutpatti pakshaha means from the standpoint of the etymological meaning also. From this, okay, vyutpatti pakshe api. Tatra eva atma shabdaha vartate. Atma shabdaha, the usage of the word atma is always what now? Tatra eva refers, the word atma refers to the innermost essence only. Innermost essence means what? Innermost essence is nothing but the content or the swarupam, the existence, the truth of I, the knower, experiencer. Innermost self means what? The truth, the swarupam, the existence of I, the perceiver, knower, the subject. So, Atma Shabdaha Tatrayeva Vartate. Atma Shabda, the word Atma is there only, means what? There only means it refers only the truth obtaining as the innermost essence. Even etymologically, yachapnoti yadadatte yachati vishayaniha yachasi santato bhavas tasmad atmeti kirtyate yatcha apnoti. Very beautiful this is. Yatcha apnoti, that which reaches everything, that which pervades everything. Yad adatte, yad adatte means that which resolves, that in which everything becomes resolved, that which resolves everything, that which withdraws everything into unto itself. Yad adatte, yad yaticha atti, that which devours everything. That which atti means eats, devours. So, eating means what? Suppose your eyes eat the light, means what? Eyes engulf, eyes perceive the object called light. Yatticha atti. See, every sense object is what? Is it taken inside. The food is taken in through your mouth. Similarly, the object called light and color and form, light, color, forms are taken in through your sense organ. called seeing power. Sound is taken in through your hearing power. Smell is taken in. The smell, object called smell, enters into the mind through your power of smelling. So taste enters into the mind through the rasanendriyam, through the power of taste. So each sense power is like a entrance through which a sense object enters. Therefore, anything which enters in is said to be what? Anything which enters inside is said to be eaten. Therefore, the word literally ati, that which eats, that which takes in the sense objects through the entrances of sense organs is atma. Therefore, ati, ati literally means eats, but it implied meaning what? Perceives. Ati means eats. So that which eats takes in the objects through the entrances called sense organs is atma. So yadicha ati iti atma, adatte iti atma, apnoti iti atma. Very nice. So vishayan iha yachapnoti yadadatte yachati vishayaniha yachasya santato bhavas tasmadatmeti kirtyate. I recommend all of you memorize this verse. Know why? It was a beautiful definition of atma. Atma kaha, atma iti kirtyate. Tasmad atma iti kirtyate. This abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality, the truth of the entire cosmos, obtaining as the nearest self is implied by the term atma, is glorified as atma. Why? Because apnoti iti atma, adatte iti atma, atti iti atma, apnoti vishayan iti atma. The reality pervades all the objects, entirety of the cosmos. Therefore, reality is implied with the term atma. Adatte vishayan iti atma. So, adatte, that which resolves, withdraws, entirety to the world of objects unto itself at the time of pralaya. So having brought all the objects into manifestation at the time of creation, again that which withdraws all the objects unto itself at the time of pralaya is called, that's what's atma, adatte iti atma. Then yatcha atti, when the objects are existent, objects have the status of being existent, and that which enjoys, perceives, experiences, and takes, eats those objects, taking them to the mind. So perceives the objects is also what? Atma. Atti iti atma, vishayan atti iti atma, vishayan adatte iti atma, vishayan apnoti iti atma. You have to remember the meaning of these three words. Apnoti, adatte, atti. Yat means what? That which. Yat cha apnoti yad adatte yad cha atti vishayan iha yad cha asya santataha bhavaha. ஒன் மோர் சந்ததா பாவகா. எஸ்ய சந்ததா பாவகா. பாவகா மீன்ஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், பீயிங். சந்ததா பாவகா மீன்ஸ் தட் விச் ஹேஸ் பிகினிங்லெஸ், எண்ட்லெஸ், சேஞ்ச்லெஸ், கண்டினியூஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். பிகினிங்லெஸ்லி, எண்ட்லெஸ்லி, சேஞ்ச்லெஸ்லி தட் விச் ஹேஸ் கண்டினியூஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். தஸ்மாத் ஆத்மா இதி உச்யதே. ஆத்மா இதி கீர்த்யதே. ஃபோர் ரீசன்ஸ் ஆர் கிவன். யஸ்ய சந்ததா பாவஹ அஸ்தி சஹ ஆத்மா. யத் விஷயான் ஆப்னோதி சஹ ஆத்மா. யத் ஆதத்தே தத் சஹ ஆத்மா. யச்ச அத்தி தத் ஆத்மா. ஆப்னோதி விஷயான் யஹ விஷயான் ஆதத்தே யஹ விஷயான் அத்தி யஸ்ய பாவஹா சந்ததஹ சஹ ஆத்மா இதி கீர்த்யதே. தஸ்மாத் ஆத்மா இதி கீர்த்யதே. காட் இட்? யூ ஹேவ் டு ரிமெம்பர் திஸ் ஃபோர் ரீசன்ஸ் வை த ரியாலிட்டி இஸ் இம்ப்ளைட் பை த டெர்ம் ஆத்மா. ஓகே, சி, இன்ஃபேக்ட் இன் பிரஷ்னோபனிஷத் we come across these definitions, but here whatever comes in the Upanishads alone is again explained and discussed in the Puranas. So we have reference here from Linga Puranam. Linga Puranam, very beautifully the definition of Atma is given here. The four reasons are given why the reality is implied by the term Atma. And not only reality of the entire cosmos, but reality of the entire cosmos always referred to as the innermost essence. Iti Atma Shabdi Vyutpatti Smaranat. So Vyutpatti Smaranat, Vyutpattihi means what? When you take the word and you arrive at the meaning of the word etymologically, or based testing how the word is formed. The word is formed, derived from a given root and having a given meaning. So the four different roots are taken, and from the four different roots, the four verbs are there. Four verbs are derived, and based on the meanings conveyed by those verbs derived from the different roots, and we take the four different definitions. The four. So the word Atma, from the standpoint of etymological derivation also, the word Atma actually implies the reality obtaining as the innermost essence. Tam pratyagatmanam. Tam pratyagatmanam. Swam. Swabhavam. Aikshat. Apashyat. Aikshat means apashyat. In fact, aikshata it must be. Aikshata. Why? Ikshate is atmanepadam. Ikshate sees. Aikshata saw. Aikshata means apashyat. When the verb is past tense verb, we should take it as a present tense verb. Pashyati iti artaha. Aikshat is equal to apashyat, which means saw. But we should take it as Pashyati sees. Ityartha. Chandasi kala aniyamat. in Veda mantra, Chandasi meant in the Veda mantra, Kala Aniyamant. Kala Aniyam, sometimes the Kala Niyamaha Nasti. Due to the lack of strict observance of tense, due to the lack of strict observance of tenses in the Veda mantra, Chandasi Kala Aniyamat, past tense is used, but actually means the present tense. It gives the present tense meaning only. Katham Pashyati Iti Uchyate. How does he see? Katham Pashyati Antaratmanam Pashyati Kaschid Dhiraha. How does that person see the Atma? Avritta Chakshuhu. Avritta Chakshuhu. As a compound word, avrittam means vyavrittam. Vi avrittam, vyavrittam. Or avrittam is one prefix, that's all. Vyavrittam, two prefixes. Avrittam, vyavrittam, chakshuhu. Shrotradi, shrotradikam. Indriya jatam asesha vishayadhyasya saha avritta chakshuhu. Avrittam means vyavrittam. Chakshuhu literally means the power of seeing, but it stands for all the subtle powers. Shrotradikam Indriya Jatam Asesha Vishayat Yasya. The one whose subtle power of perception, seeing power, etc., Indriya Jatam, seeing power, etc., has been closed. Literally means avritta. Vartate means exists. Avartate means what? Takes away. Avritta, taken away. Vyavritta, moved away. Vyavritta. Avritta means moved away. Taken away. That's the meaning. So, avritta chakshuhu means avrittam vyavrittam chakshuhu yasya. Chaka avritta chakshuhu. The one whose sense power, subtle powers of perception have been shifted away, moved away, taken away from their respective objects. He is called Vyavritta Chakshu, Avritta Chakshu. Neekappatta, Puran Vishayangalirundu Neekappatta Purangalai Udayavan. The one whose sense powers have been moved away, taken away, shifted away from the respective sense objects. Avritta Chakshuhu Asesha Vishayat, from all the sense objects, the one whose subtle powers of perception have been taken away from all the sense objects, that person is said to be Avritta Chakshuhu. Avrittam Yavrittam Chakshuhu Yasya. Yasya Chakshuhu Shrotradikam Asesha Vishayat, from all the sense objects. Avritta Chakshuhu. So, which means he must be highly refined minded. Only a refined minded person can take his sense organs away from the sense objects. One who is capable of taking away, he must be refined minded person. Saha evam samskritaha. Thereby, repeat. The person who has shifted his sense organs from sense objects, thereby who is able to place his mind in Bhagavad's one's own Swarupam, such a person, he must be a dispassionate also. A dispassionate minded, a discriminate person of discriminative understanding, who is dispassionate also, thereby who has Shamaha and Damaha, who is capable of shifting his moving his sense organs away from sense objects, thereby who's placing his attention on one's own Swarupam, definitely is a refined minded. Such a refined minded person, saha evam samskritaha, that person who is highly refined in this manner, pashyati, he discovers the all-pervasive reality obtaining as the nearest self, innermost essence, innermost self. Pratyagatmanam pashyati. So, Pratyagatma darshanam, in fact, rediscovering one's own Swarupam also is definitely dependent on mental refinement. Mental refinement presupposes having adequate dispassion. Dispassion must be expressed in the form of shifting one's attention from the sense objects to one's own Swarupa, for which one must have Viveka also. Okay. Nahi Bahya Vishaya Alochana Paratvam. Very nice. Nahi bahya vishaya alochana paratvam. Pratyagatma ikshanam cha ekasya sambhavati. What he says, bahya vishaya alochana paratvam. If a person enjoys the status of being given to the entertainment of thoughts pertaining to external objects. Bahya Vishaya Alochana Paratvam. If a person is Bahya Vishaya Alochana Paraha. Alochana. Bahya Vishaya Alochanam Eva Param Yasya. So Bahya Vishaya Alochana Paraha. The person who is of the priority of discussing, talking about only the external thing, objects. All the time, this person is talking about only the external objects, which means he is Bahya Vishaya Alochana Paraha. The person's priority is only what? Priority is of the talking about the external objects. Then he is Bahya Vishaya Alochana Paraha. The person whose priority is always thinking of the external objects only. He is Bahya Vishaya Alochana Paraha. And that noun form of Bahya Vishaya Alochana Paratvam. So having that status of, or having the status of, having the priority of thinking of only the external objects, and Pratyagatma Ikshanam, and seeing the innermost essence of one's own self, Chayekasya na sambhavati. It does not happen for a person. Simon, both two things. If the person's priority is of thinking of the external objects, then seeing the Atma Swarupam does not happen for a person. So if you are given to the thinking of external objects, it is not possible for you to see the Atma. Person who is seeing the Atma, who is given to the vision of the Atma, definitely he has the priority of thinking of other objects. Attention cannot be placed on two things. It means Atma Jnanam needs the mental attention totally. Now I want to think of the external objects. I also want Atma Jnanam. Means Upanishad says na nabhavati na sambhavati, does not happen. Means Shastram does not say should not enjoy sense objects. To live in the world, you have to experience the sense objects. But the priority should not be, mind should not be involved in thinking of these external sense objects all the time. Okay, you must use the sense objects only for living this life. All the time thinking of the external sense objects means that your attention will not be available for dwelling upon your own Swarupa. Therefore, ekasya na sambhavati. Ekasya means what? It is impossible for anyone to have to pay attention of the mind simultaneously to dwelling upon the external world of objects and dwelling upon one's own Swarupam. Simultaneously dwelling upon one's own Swarupam and dwelling upon sense objects is not possible. It doesn't happen. So, Bahya Vishya Alochana Paratvam Pratyagatma Ikshanam Cha Ekasya Na Sambhavati Nahi Sambhavati. You must withdraw attention from sense objects. You cannot be dwelling upon thinking of the external sense objects. And also, you want to think of, dwell upon the Atma Swarupam. It's not possible. If you are dwelling upon the Atma Swarupam, attention must have been taken away from sense objects. But thinking of sense objects means attention is not on the Atma Swarupam. Therefore, what? One must have Vivekaha. Thereby one can have Vairagyam. Vairagyam is adequate, dispassion is there. It is possible for one to make effort to shift the attention of the mind from the sense objects to the Atma. It's called what? Sense organs, one can withdraw attention from sense organs and the sense objects. Thereby one can dwell upon the Atma. Thereby one can have adequate preparedness and one can have the vision of the Atma. That is the teaching here. Kimartham punaha ittham mahata prayasena swabhava pravritti nirodham krutva swabhava pravritti nirodham krutva dhiraha pratyagatmanam pasyati ityuchyate. Okay. Therefore, if it is impossible to dwell upon the Atma Swarupam as well as the external object simultaneously, very difficult. If it is impossible, then kimartham punaha, why, what purpose then itam mahata prayasena, with great, strain, the tremendous effort. Mahata prayasena swabhava pravritti nirodham krutva. Swabhava pravritti nirodham krutva. Dhiraha pratyagatmanam pasyati. So, a person has to make tremendous effort. great strain. It's okay doing that. Mahata prayasena. The tremendous effort, the great strain and difficulty. Swabhava pravritti nirodham kritva. Nirodham kritva. Even having made strenuous even having restrained strenuously one's own natural tendency. Swabhava pravrittihi means the flow, one's own natural tendency. And swabhava pravritti nirodham kritva, even having made the obstruction, having made this tremendous strenuous, having tremendously obstructed the one's own natural tendency. Sobha pavrittinodham kritva dhiraha. This person, the person of brilliance, the brilliant, intelligent person, prityagatmanam pashyati. He discovers, he sees the reality obtaining as the innermost self. Iti uchyate. Kimartam, kimartam. Why should he make such a great effort? Tremendous effort. Even to the extent of going against one's own natural tendency. Because amrutatvam amarana dharmatvam nitya swabhavam swabhavatam icchan. Nitya swabhavatam icchan, amarana dharmatvam icchan, amrutatvam icchan, atmanaha ityartaha. Because the person's desire, craving for immortality, craving for the attainment of immortality, attainment of moksha, craving for claiming, take ownership of one's own everlasting nature, eternity. This person, even with a great effort, obstructing one's own natural tendency, this person may effort to see the Atma. He sees the Atma. Means that always there must be something big, much bigger gain. It's the biggest gain of attainment of immortality. Take ownership of one's own eternal nature, eternity being one's own nature. Nitya swabhavatam icchan. Desiring his own eternal nature. Desiring the attainment of immortality. Ownership of immortality which is already there. This person sees the Atma, discovers the Atma. So, this, even though reality is available as your own Swarupam, still it involves great effort on your part. Seeing the Atma does not take great effort, but taking the attention away from the external world of objects involves great effort. Okay. Very nice. I've stopped here. Any question from this mantra?
Swaminiji, in this book 340 at the bottom, it says Nitya Swabhava Bhavatam Why tham? I thought nitya svabhavatam.
No. Good question. See, nitya svabhavata svabhavatvam mean the same.
Okay.
Because svabhavatvam is akaranta apusakalingan shabda, noun. Svabhavatvam. Svabhavaha nature. Svabhavatvam having the nature.
Yeah.
Svabhavata strilinga shabda. Svabhavatvam napusakalinga shabda.
Okay.
It's like, you can say swabhavatta stilinga shabda swabhavatvam napusakalinga shabda, both mean the same. Any other question here?
Swamiji, Atti.
Yeah.
Four words, Atti.
Huh?
Atti, you know the four words, Atti.
Atti, yeah. See, Atti, second conjugation verb. At is the root Atti, means eats. You know, very interesting. See, here they simply given as atti means sarva, sarvam, sarvan vishayan atti iti atma. Okay. You can say in the place of yat, you can say yaha sarvan vishayan atti saha atma. Atti means eats. For us, eating means what? Eating means only if anything you put in your mouth, it's, you say it is eating, isn't it? You eat what is, what goes into your mouth, you eat. In fact, anything which goes in is eaten. Okay. So all the sense objects also enter into the mind. The food goes through the mouth, goes into your mouth, into your tummy, stomach. Isn't it? Whereas objects reach the mind. So mind is internal. Therefore, every object through the sense organs enter into the mind. Therefore, all the objects are said to be the food eaten through the sense organs. Sound is the food eaten through the power of hearing. Color, form, light, the food eaten through the sense organ called seeing power. That's why they are food for the sense organs. And that they go through the, okay? There's the mind. The perceiver is the enjoyer, eater of the food. Therefore, atti iti atma means the eater of the food obtaining in five different forms. Okay, that's why atta. In Tamil, we have one atta. The word, I don't know. Atta is a nice word. Tamil also we have this word Atta. Shivaparumar Kuripair Atta means eater. Eater of all five food in five, in the form of five different objects. Atti. So eater means what? Eater does not mean only you have to eat. Enjoyer, experiencer is eater. Isn't it? Therefore, perceiver. Atte is second conjugation verb. There is no vikarana pratyaya there. Very beautiful definition from Linga Puranam. Better memorize this verse. Why Atma is said to be the eater? The eater of all sense objects through the sense organs. Therefore, the eater is said to be Atma. And the eater is another than Atma is not the eater, but the eater is Atma. Got it? Therefore, what it means is, even though the word Atma implies the all-pervasive reality, but here the word Atma refers to the Pratyagatma, the reality obtaining as the innermost self. That is the explanation here. The Linga Puranam, the word linked here, యచ్చాప్నోతి యదా దత్తే యచ్చాత్తి విషయానిహ యచ్చాస్య సంతతో భావస్తస్మాదాత్మేతి కీర్త్యతే. బట్ లర్న్ ఇస్ ప్రాపర్లీ. యచ్చాప్నో, హియర్ ద హోల్ వర్స్, ద హియర్ ద వర్స్ ఫ్రమ్ లింగ పురాణం ప్రజెంట్ ద డెఫినేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ as the reality obtaining as the innermost self, innermost essence. Even though the word atma refers to, atma implies the all pervasive reality of the entirety of the cosmos, the word atma here refers mainly to the innermost self, the truth of the individual self only, the truth obtaining as the innermost essence of every individual, the truth of I. That is very important. That's why Linga Puranam verse is very important here. Yachapnoti yada dhatte yachati vishayaniham yachasya santato bhavas tasmadatmeti kirtyate. Please summarize this verse. యచ్చాప్నోతి యదా దత్తే యచ్చాత్తి విషయానిహ యచ్చాస్య సంతతో భావస్తస్మాదాత్మేతి కీర్త్యతే. ద ఆల్ పర్వేసివ్ రియాలిటీ ఇంప్లైడ్ బై ద టర్మ్ ఆత్మ స్పెసిఫికలీ రెఫర్స్ టు ద రియాలిటీ అప్టైనింగ్ యాజ్ ద ఇన్నర్ మోస్ట్ సెల్ఫ్, బికాస్ తస్మాత్ ఆత్మా ఇతి కీర్త్యతే. Therefore, the reality is glorified, sung in praise of as the Atma, because apnoti vishayan, because the reality pervades all objects. Adatte, adatte second verb, adatte, a is the prefix, adatte. So, reality alone has the qualification of being the eater, enjoyer, perceiver of all the sense objects. Atti, adatya means resolves, the reality in which all the objects resolve at the time of pralaya. Every day when you fall asleep, where does the whole world go? The whole world remains resolved in you. Therefore, adatte resolves. Atti, atma is there as the enjoyer, perceiver, eater of all the objects. Apnoti adatte atti. Then, here the no verb is used. Bhudhatu here. Bhavati. సదాభవతి సదాభవతి ఇతి ఆత్మ. సో యత్ చ అస్య సంతతః భావః, సంతతః భావః, సంతతం సంతతః భావః. సంతతః భావః మీన్స్ వాట్ ఆఫ్ బిగినింగ్లెస్లీ, ఎండ్లెస్లీ, చేంజ్లెస్లీ, కంటిన్యూస్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. ఎండ్లెస్, బిగినింగ్లెస్, చేంజ్లెస్, continuous, constant, consistent existence. Reality is, reality enjoys beginningless, endless, changeless, continuous, constant, consistent existence. And as the truth of the I, santata bhavaha. That is why the reality here, obtaining as innermost self, is glorified as Atma. Yachasya santataha bhavaha tasmat atma iti kirtyate. Tasmat atma iti kirtyate. Kimartam atma iti kirtyate. Atma iti kimartam kirtyate. Why is it said to be Atma? Because these four reasons. These are four definitions. Okay, four. So, rudi artha also Atma, the rudiyattaha, the conventional meaning also is what? The innermost essence only. even though it means the reality, it implies here the innermost self. And vidvatyarthaha, the etymological derivation also, implies what? The innermost essence. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.